May God bless our time of meditation on his word for us today. That word that we will consider comes to us from the Old Testament and that reading we heard from Jeremiah chapter 17. The prophet Jeremiah presents a straightforward comparison for us today, a comparison between someone who is cursed and someone who is blessed. Looking at the text, I have three words to help us understand this comparison better. The words posture, perception, and perseverance. Posture. Don't slouch. Sit up straight. Shoulders back. Instructions like that, of course, usually have to do with one's physical posture. As we grow, we learn that posture is important, for it can not only convey a message about ourselves to others, but it can also help support our spine and prevent common aches or pains or injuries later in life. In our Old Testament reading today, Jeremiah also shows us how our posture can make the difference between being blessed or cursed. Now, make no mistake, slouching is not listed in the Ten Commandments, and Jesus' call to the straight and narrow way has nothing to do with how well you sit up straight. But Jeremiah does say that our posture toward the Lord matters, especially when it comes to our trust. Jeremiah says there's basically two camps of people. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. Posture is important, not only in this life, but in your life of faith. Where does your trust position you? Is it of a posture towards the Lord or away from him? The explanation of the first commandment calls us to fear and love and trust in God above all things. Thus, if your trust is in yourself more than God, or if your trust is in another human more than God, or if your trust is in anyone or anything more than God, then you have broken the first commandment. And the book of James reminds us that if we have broken one, that we are guilty of breaking them all. On the other side of the coin, though, Jeremiah speaks of those who are blessed. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Blessed is the one who turns to the Lord when times are tough. Blessed is the one who thanks the Lord when times are good. Blessed is the one who calls upon the Lord in prayer first and foremost, even amongst all the other contacts in their phone. Perception. Did you see that? Did you catch that? Did you notice what just happened? All these questions have to do with perception. Do you know what's going on around you, or are you oblivious to it all? In Matthew's gospel, Jesus reminds his hearers that God bestows some gifts to those who are just and to those who are unjust. The warm sun shines down on those who believe and on those who don't. Rain falls on those who trust in him and those who do not. And yet, who perceives these gifts and who trusts that they are from God? Only those who are blessed. For Jeremiah writes this of the man who is cursed: he is like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see any good come. The Hebrew for the word translated as see here is probably more closely related to the idea of perception. So what's Jeremiah saying? He's saying the man who doesn't trust in the Lord won't even perceive when he is blessed by God. He will miss it entirely. He will be unaware altogether. On the other side, though, the man who is blessed perceives what God is doing through him. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream. Not only is this person aware of the Lord's work, but through the Lord's work, this person is used to be a blessing to others. Blessed is the one who is aware of all that the Lord is doing. Blessed is the one who uses the gifts they have been given to bless others. Blessed is the one who actively seeks to do the good works that God has prepared in advance for them to do. Perseverance. Keep going. Don't give up. Don't stop now. All of these are calls for perseverance, aren't they? Are you done, or is there more yet ahead? Jeremiah says that the man who is cursed has a future devoid of life. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. If you throw salt all over a field, you're going to do damage to the crops. For the salt will soak up water, taking it away from plants and vegetation. And what's the end result? If you have too much salt and not enough water, the ground becomes unable to support growth. It becomes unable to support life, so you'll soon be left with death. A man who is blessed, though, has a much different future outlook. For he does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Because of its nutrient source, it can endure tough times. It can keep going when the rains stop falling. The man who is blessed will persevere through it all. He will not die, but he will live. Psalm 103 puts it this way: as for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. Mankind passes away. The Lord endures. The cursed man crumbles. The blessed man perseveres. One has their end in death. The other in eternal life. So like I said earlier, the prophet Jeremiah presents a somewhat straightforward comparison of one who is cursed and one who is blessed. The man who is blessed trusts in the Lord. He perceives the Lord's work in his life, and he will endure because he is connected to his God. The man who is cursed, though, is turned away from God. He trusts in himself. He is completely unaware of the Lord's work in his midst, and his future is nothing but death. Seems straightforward enough, but perhaps we still have a nagging question left unanswered, even after this straightforward comparison. What's the question? Do you have it in your mind? Isn't it this? Which camp am I in? Isn't that a question we ask ourselves? Which camp am I in? We really can't consider this text without having that question in our minds, can we? So, which is it? What camp are you in? Are you cursed or are you blessed? Based on what we have talked about already today, let me ask you these questions to help in your discernment. Do you always trust in the Lord, first and foremost in your life? Do you always look to Him before anyone else? Have you kept the first commandment perfectly? Do you always perceive the work of the Lord in your lives? Are you always aware of what He is doing for you? Or sometimes are you completely oblivious to it? Do you gladly do the good works that He has created you to do, or are you often more consumed with doing the stuff that you want to do instead? And what is your outlook on the future? On later today, on tomorrow, on next year, or beyond? Do you fear what may come? Do you have anxiety about what might lay ahead? Based on your posture and perception and perseverance, what camp are you in? Blessed or cursed? Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to answer aloud, but I am going to ask you to listen to this from God's Word in Galatians chapter 3. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. So if you trust in yourself, if you rely on your own works, if what camp you are in boils down to what you have done, then the answer is clear, isn't it? You're cooked. You're creamed. You're cursed. And I am too. On our own, our posture isn't towards the Lord, but it's turned in on ourselves. On our own, our perception of the Lord's work is often oblivious at best. On our own, our future is as bright as a rootless tree in a dry desert. But thanks be to God that we are not on our own. Back to Galatians 3, where it says this: Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. Brothers and sisters in Christ, thanks be to God that Jesus' trust in His Heavenly Father never wavered. Thanks be to God that Jesus was fully aware of God's plan and work. Thanks be to God that in Jesus you and I are given a peaceful present and a glorious future still to come. For in Christ we are blessed. For we have been planted by water. That's what Jeremiah said, right? He is like a tree planted by water. And yet, if you look into the original Hebrew, you might see one other thing. You might see that that word translated as planted in our Bibles is actually the Hebrew word satul, which more often is used to mean transplanted. When would you transplant something? You know, right? when it is near death, when it is dying, when the future outlook for it is bleak, that's when you carefully would reach down and dig up and carry out and then plant anew in good soil, connected to water, given new life. And isn't that exactly what God has done for you and me? For in your baptisms, God has transplanted you into Christ. He has taken your sinful posture and covered it over with the righteousness of Jesus. He has connected you to the source of life and given you the faith to perceive and to believe and to confess that truth too. Because he has, you have a glorious future. You have the promise that in him you will persevere even unto eternal life. Thanks be to God that he has transplanted us into his family, and that in Christ Jesus you are truly and forever blessed. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen.